from KQED.
Hey, hey, everyone. It's Olivia Allen Price, and I want to welcome you to Bay Curious Prop Fest. Over the next 2.5 weeks, we're going through the 12 statewide propositions on the California ballot this fall. We'll break down what each one is about and why we're voting on it, so you can be the most informed voter possible. Your best voting self, really. We've got 12 episodes lined up, a new one dropping every weekday between now and October 16th. I hope you'll join us on this journey because by the end, I think you'll really know your stuff. All right, are you ready? I'm ready. Let's go. Today, we take on Proposition 14. It's a bond that would fund stem cell research in the state. On your ballot, it'll read in part like this.
Proposition 14 authorizes $5.5 billion in state general obligation bonds to fund grants from the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine to educational, nonprofit, and private entities for stem cell and other medical research.
We'll explain what all that means, who's for it, who's against it, and what else you need to know all in today's show. I'm Olivia Allen Price, and this is Bay Curious Prop Fest, Proposition 14.
Support for Bay Curious comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, committed to brewing things the right way since 1980, because when you're a family-run brewery, there's no other way to do it. Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, still family-owned, operated, and argued over. And be sure to stay tuned through the end of the show so you can play our monthly trivia game for a chance to win some cool prizes.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
KQED science reporter Danielle Venton has been covering Prop 14, the stem cell research bond. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello, Olivia.
So let's start with, what is a bond like in general? How do they work?
Government bonds are a way to raise money for projects that a government wants to do now, but pay for over time. Think of them as a loan. So for this particular bond, the state of California would pay that loan back with interest over 30 years out of the general fund, which is supported by taxpayers. So essentially, when you vote yes on a bond, you're saying, yes, let's use public funds for this project.
Okay. So what exactly does this bond fund?
This would fund $5.5 billion in stem cell research and treatments in California. Some of the diseases that stem cell research is seeking to cure or treat include cancer, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, spinal cord injuries, blindness, and even COVID-19. I spoke recently with a guy named Jake Javier. He supports this bond initiative because he knows firsthand how life-changing stem cell research can be.
I am in my last year at Cal Poly.
So Jake grew up locally in Danville and was just graduating high school when he suffered a life-altering injury.
On the last day of high school, I dove into a pool and hit my head on the bottom and broke my neck and was immediately paralyzed.
He says his injury was complete, with very little hope of recovery. But a doctor at Stanford reached out to Jake and his family and said, you can be part of this clinical trial where we, with a one-time surgery, will inject stem cells into the damaged area and you may possibly see some benefits. Now, Jake is still injured.
Now I'm a quadriplegic. I use a wheelchair.
But he says after the surgery, he noticed more movement in his arms and his hands.
So, I mean, with my injury, I'm at a level where I would normally not have any function at all in my hands, and very, very little function, like in my triceps and things like that, muscles that are really important for functionality and, you know, being able to get through day-to-day activities. That could help me push myself around more, it could help me transfer in and out of my chair independently. And then also I noticed, you know, I got some finger movement, and it doesn't seem like much, but even that little movement has helped me so much with picking things up and things like that. So I was really blessed to see that happen.
So he doesn't know how much of his recovery is due to the stem cells, how much is natural, or how much is due to physical therapy. But today, he's able to live independently, to go to college, and he wants to pursue a career in medicine. And he is a big believer in stem cell research, regenerative medicine, and is really hoping that California voters will support this proposition.
Now, what exactly are stem cells and, like, kind of how do they work, I guess?
Yeah. Stem cells are types of cells that can be turned into any type of specialized cell. Scientists have known about them since the 1800s, but it wasn't until the late 90s that researchers developed a method to derive them from human embryos and grow them in a laboratory. And then people really began to get excited about their potential for medicine. Now, these cells came from unused embryos created for in vitro fertilization, and they were donated with informed consent. But many anti-abortion groups felt that using the cells were tantamount to taking a human life. So in 2001, then-President George W. Bush banned federal funding for any research using newly created stem cell lines.
Okay, and how does that get us now to bonds in California?
Well, Californians wanted to circumvent these federal restrictions, and in 2004 voted for a bond that gave the state $3 billion to create a research agency called the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine, or CIRM. There was a lot of public support for it, and it just felt like these wonderful cures could be right around the corner. Celebrities like Michael J. Fox appeared in TV commercials.
My most important role lately is as an advocate for patients and for finding new cures for diseases. That's why I'm asking you to vote yes on Proposition 71, the Stem Cell Research Initiative.
And the money for that research, that $3 billion, has now run out. And to continue their work, the stem cell advocacy group Americans for Cures is asking voters for more money.
So we're basically voting on whether we want to refill the stem cell research piggy bank here.
Yeah, exactly. Some question if the state can afford this at this time when budgets are going to be so tight. Others have been disappointed by the slow pace of cures coming out of the field. Now, there are people who credit this research, such as Jake, with improving or restoring their health or the health of their loved ones. Or maybe they hope that one day it will, and they would balk at the idea that this is not worthy research. And they point to achievements that the agency has funded. That includes effectively a cure for bubble baby disease. This is when someone is born without a functioning immune system. That mutation can now be corrected with genetically modified stem cells. And recently, just within the last year or so, the FDA approved two new treatments for blood cancer developed with CIRM support. These achievements are what the agency points to when they're criticized for not having accomplished more. And they say the process of scientific discovery is long and unpredictable.
Now, wasn't that Bush-era ban on stem cell research that you were talking about earlier, wasn't that overturned?
Yes, that was overturned by President Obama. However, there are current members of Congress who are lobbying President Trump to ban the research again. And if that happens, then California would be the only major player in stem cell research once again in the United States.
All right, so who is supporting Prop 14?
Governor Gavin Newsom, for one. Many patient advocacy organizations and medical and research institutions, including the California Board of Regents. These people don't want to see the pace of this research slow. They want it to accelerate. The Political Action Committee supporting this proposition is reporting more than $6 million in contributions.
All right, and what about the opposition? Who's against it?
Well, so far, there's no organized, funded opposition. There have been several newspaper editorials coming out against it, including locally the Mercury News and the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat. They basically say state bonds aren't the way to fund research, and the situation isn't like it was in 2004, and that the Institute should now seek other sources of funding and move forward as a nonprofit.
All right, Danielle, well, thanks as always for your help.
My pleasure. Thanks.
In a nutshell, a vote yes on Proposition 14 says you think Californians should give $5.5 billion to the state's Stem Cell Research Institute. That money will be raised by selling bonds, which the state would pay back, with interest, out of the general fund over the next 30 years. A vote no means you think we shouldn't spend public money on this research. That's it on Proposition 14. We'll be back tomorrow with an episode on Prop 15, and ooh, it is a doozy. Commercial property tax, a partial rollback of one of California's most controversial propositions. It's gonna be fire. In the meantime, you can find more of KQED's election coverage at kqed.org/elections. Two reminders on the way out. October 19th is the last day to register to vote, and mail-in ballots must be postmarked on or before November 3rd to count. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at member-supported KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price. See you tomorrow.
Hi, Bay Curious listeners. Are you ready to play April's trivia game? Every month, we'll read a question here at the end of our episode. You can give us your answers over at our website, kqed.org/baycurious, or just click the link in the episode description. Out of the correct answers, we'll randomly choose one lucky winner to receive an awesome prize package with Bay Curious swag and Sierra Nevada goodies. Okay, our question for the month is, during the gold rush, the most valuable mine in the entire state was in the Bay Area. But it wasn't a gold mine. What were they mining, and where was the mine? Our trivia quiz is made possible by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Good luck!
When we go outside, we often find wonder and inspiration.
Less than a mile in, I rounded this bend and I froze in place.
You just feel like you belong with the universe.
I'm Willow Belden, the host of Out There, a podcast that tells intimate stories about life-changing experiences in the outdoors. Out There is this month's PRX KQED Community Spotlight. Learn more at kqed.org/spotlight.